The Hot FM Breakfast Show.
This Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting from the New World Gym in Rockhampton, and there's going to be some very special guests coming along, including three-time world boxing champion Jeff Fenwick, who's on the show with us right now. Thanks for joining.
Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Can't wait to get there.
Oh, my goodness. We're so excited to have you here. Are you looking forward to the temperatures of Rockhampton?
Definitely so. It's a little cool here in Sydney at the moment. Can't wait to get up there and have some nice weather and meet some beautiful people. I'm sure I will.
The New World Gym is going to be amazing. It's elite. It's got equipment from America. It's really top of the range.
Yeah, well, I hear the same thing. I'm really excited about going up there and then passing on a few of my boxing skills to the trainers up there as well.
Speaking of your boxing skills and your boxing Fenwick training line, do you still have a lot to do with that at the moment?
I've got a new range of gloves that have just come out called Triple Champ, and we're going to be showcasing them at the World Gym, and they're a new glove that's got an amazing gel on the inside, and so you don't really even need bandages. You can punch a bag and punch anywhere and not really hurt your hand. So they're really, really good. I'm looking forward to it. These aren't expensive. I've made sure they're not an expensive glove. Very, very affordable.
Well, if anybody knows the right way, it's definitely you. So people can come on down and get the advice from the correct person. You're probably sick of questions about this, but I've got to ask what you thought about the big Mayweather fight. Do you think that he should have won?
Yeah, definitely so. Look, Mayweather won the fight, and Manny, it was his role to try to make Mayweather fight. And, I think that he fell into the trap. He let Floyd do what he wanted to do during the fight. And, he just didn't throw enough punches. I mean, at the end of the day, I thought that Floyd maybe won 8 rounds, Manny 3, there was one even. I just think Manny fought the wrong fight, but it was a disappointing. It certainly wasn't the fight of the century, that's for sure.
Talking about your history, so obviously champion boxer, you're also a trainer. In 2005, training Mike Tyson to relaunch his career. He seems to me like a very quiet guy. Is that what he's really like?
Well, yeah, he is. We've seen some different sides of Mike, but in real life, he's a real quiet guy. He talks to his family and friends, and he's one of those guys who just doesn't really like to be pestered. He helps lots of charities, he helps lots of people, and for me, it was a real pleasure and honour being able to work with him and become a close friend of his.
He has a lot of controversy in his time as well, kind of like yourself. Over the years, how do you deal with stuff like that in the media? Because you must feel like just shutting your doors of a house and not dealing with it some days.
Yeah, definitely so. But look, I think everything happens for a reason. And some of those things I've been involved with made me stronger, and hopefully people learn from some of the mistakes I've made not to make the same mistakes I made. It's hard when you're in the limelight, you're in the media for everything you do. It's difficult, but obviously there's a lesson there to be learned. You don't realise that when you're young, you're not just bringing yourself down. You've got family and friends who care about you. Maybe the worst thing for me was making them people suffer with me. Like I said, it's a lesson I've learned, and hopefully I can teach other people not to make mistakes.
Can't wait to chat to you more about your advice and your boxing techniques on Saturday. You'll be coming along to the World Gym in Rocky. A lot of fans are looking forward to meeting you. I'm quite keen to get a selfie with you. Is that okay?
That would be a pleasure. I'm looking forward to getting up there and sharing some time with people who have supported me throughout my career and hopefully still support me now, because like I said, for me, life's just been a journey and a lesson. I don't believe I've ever lost anything in my life. I've just learned lessons from it all. I just hope I can pass some of it on to the young kids that are up there when I get there on Saturday.
Can't wait to chat more at the opening of World Gym in Rockhampton. Jeff Fenwick, three-time world boxing champion, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to catch up on the weekend.
It's a pleasure. Don't forget the selfie. Look forward to it.
The Hot FM Breakfast Show.